expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
My radio show at DDV Radio, filling in for Pastor Michael McDuffie. I bring you all greetings on this lovely day. Well, I'm here in New Jersey, not sure where you guys are, but I'm filling in for Pastor McDuffie on today. And I just want to, and I have my Facebook Live friends on. And today we're going to, I just want to talk a little bit about, touch bases on and continue what Pastor Mike has been talking about regarding the kingdom, things relating to the kingdom of God. And I just also, before we start, I just want to let you guys know that on August the 4th at 4 o'clock p.m. here in Paterson, New Jersey at Barber Park, I will be, me and a team of us, we're going to be out there, and we're going to be, we're basically, the way God gave me, we're bringing the kingdom of God into the park. So it's going to be exciting. We're going to be ministering to the broken, to those that are battling addiction, those that are homeless. I invite you all to come out. The Spirit of the Lord is going to be there. And because anything that God, when God gives you a vision, God has to show up. And so I'm excited about that. And just to give you a backdrop of how the vision came up, for the theme is A Day with the King. The Lord began to allow me to just take a look at the different events that's going on across the board, the different conferences, the different, just different concerts, things of that nature. And one of the things he spoke to me, a lot of times, it's mainly those of us that are already saved that attend these events. And he began to, can you guys hear me? I'm sorry, on Facebook, could y'all hear me? So most of the time, what he said was, what about the people that don't have social media? What about the people that are homeless? What about the people that are battling addiction? People that are broken, people that can't afford to go to these type of venues. And if they are invited, let's be honest, not all, but we have a few of us church folk that would shun them, that will look upon them and not be so friendly to them. So this has been a burden of mine. This has been a passion of mine. Anyone that knows me knows that I take declaration that Jesus made when he said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. I take that very seriously. That is my heart. That is my passion. And it's not because I want recognition, but it's because I want people to know the God that we serve. I want them to know that he is real, that he is that we serve a true and living God, that he cares about them. And that was one of the things, you know, God is concerned about his people. He hears their cries. And that's why I advocate for those who don't have a voice. I advocate for them because I know how it is to be broken. And a lot of us, we have been broken, but we forgot where we've come from. I know what it is to be homeless. The only difference between me and those people that are sleeping outside on the ground, I had places to sleep and I had the clothes to dress it up. So when I see situations like that, when I see them being exploited, and when I see people just basically disrespecting them, a righteous indignation rises up on the inside of me. Why? Because when you have the heart of God, whatever concerns him, you pick up on that. When you truly have a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit will allow you to feel what's on God's mind and what's in his heart. And he gave me the scripture when Jesus taught about the parable where the king sent out his servants, the king who had the wedding banquet. The Bible says that he sent out his servants to invite. Now, this is what the invitation went out to his friends first, to the elite, to those that his homies, those that are cool with it. I'm sorry, I teach the word a little bit different. I'm very simple with it. You know, I could go to the Hebrew and Greek. I could do all that with the best of them. But in this season, God says he just need me to make it plain. So to make it plain, he sent the invitation out to his friends. The Bible says that the friends mistreated the servants. Now, this is his friends mistreated his servants that he sent out to give them the invitation. And they didn't come to the banquet. So the king said, okay, go into the highways and byways. Go get them. And the Bible says that the servants went out and they brought both the good and the bad to this banquet. And God told me to put out a declaration. You know, and a declaration is, hear ye, your presence is being made. Your presence is being requested by the king. He desires for you to come and sup with him. He desires for you to come and dine with him. And I just thought that was awesome. And one of the things he said to me, he said, Chandra, I'm going to use you to build a kingdom in a city. So, you know, hearing that, I was like, who, me? What? But I believe God. I trust God. God wants a kingdom in the midst of a city. And how do we know that? Because the Bible says that in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, when God says, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness, he said that he gave man dominion over the fishes, over the fowls of the air, basically he gave man dominion over the earth. So when Jesus Christ came, and Pastor Mike is talking about your purpose for being born, your birth date. The reason for Jesus's birth was he not only came to die for our sins so that we could get saved, so that we can receive him, get saved, and go to heaven, but he came also to reconcile man back unto God the Father so that we may regain the access back into the earth, that we will now have dominion. God's original plan was for us to be managers in the earth. Excuse me, Robbie. Pastor Mike said, turn up the sound on the microphone. Turn the sound up. That's what he said. Okay, Pastor Mike, I told him. So God's original plan was Jesus Christ came to restore man back unto their rightful position. So where Adam caused us to lose our dominion, where Adam caused us to lose access in the earth, So where Adam caused us to lose access and dominion in the earth, Christ came to restore that. Okay, so now I'm gonna make it plain. So basically what God is saying, we are responsible for everything that takes place in the earth. And I'm going to prove that to you. Even in the Lord's Prayer, when we say, you know, our Father, hallowed be thy name, you know, no, that our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you know, and it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what God is saying, even Jesus said, when they asked Jesus, basically, how was he doing what he was doing? He said, what I see my Father do, I do. So what God is saying, we must, through prayer and seeking the Lord through his word, we get a mental picture. God begins to download, because that's what God does. He gives man download. He gives us downloads. He instructs us on what it is that he wants us to do. And I'm going to prove it to you. Back in, I'm going to say the 90s, 2000. Pastor Mike used to take us out to have church on the corner of 12th Ave and Graham Ave. When we used to have, that used to be an empty, where the garden is, it used to be an empty lot. That lot used to be, it used to be glass in there. I mean, it was nothing in there. It was desolate. It was nothing in that lot. It was nothing. I mean, the soil, you wouldn't even think that anything can grow out of that soil. So Pastor Mike, every in the summertime, every Tuesday night, we would have service in this empty lot on the corner of 12th Ave and Rosa Parks Boulevard. And I believe because because Pastor Mike heard the voice of God and God says, I want you to have service there. That ground, which was once desolate, is now fruitful. Have you guys seen that garden on the corner of 12th Ave and Rosa Parks? I believe that because we took the kingdom to an area that was desolate, and now that area is producing, it is fruitful. So when you say, Minister Chandra, you know, how do you know so much about the kingdom? It's because I seen the kingdom in operation. I seen the word of God work. I seen how something was dried up, something was desolate, and now God, now look at that place. It is fruitful. So we took that territory back for the kingdom of God. We took that land that was desolate is now fruitful and is providing food. Didn't the Bible says that we are supposed to be fruitful and multiply, not just in childbearing and having kids, but fruitful in all areas of our life. That means any place that, and I'm going to give you some more. We used to have church on Auburn and 12th Ave. It was a liquor store over there. We would minister to people by that liquor store. Well, lo and behold, after a while, do you know that liquor store burnt down? It's no longer there. I'm telling you, when you take territory back for the kingdom of God, and I'm talking about this was over, okay, I've been walking with God for 21 years, so you're talking about this is nearly close to 20 years ago, and the ground is still producing good fruit. So our whole mandate is not just to look towards heaven. Yes, that's the end game. But then the Bible says, you know, we won't be there for long, because the Bible also, we never talk about when the Bible says that a new Jerusalem shall fall out of the sky, that we're going to occupy. So I believe that this is the time. God is there is an awakening going on. God is awakening his people, his remnant, to take back the territory. We are looking for God to do something that he has equipped us to do. And I'm going to give you the step further. The reason why God needs us to do it, because God cannot come into the earth unless he is invited. He can't even help you with your situation unless you invite him in it. How do you do that? By communication, by talking to him. The same way Satan needs a body, God needs a body. And we always say, you know, that Satan is God's enemy. Satan is not God's enemy, because that's not even a fair fight. How can how can the creation even compare to buck up against the creator? No, God says, I'm going to make something. I'm going to make a species a little lower than the angels, and I'm going to use them to defeat you. That's also why Christ came in the flesh, because the Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross, that when he went into hell and took the keys back, that he disarmed rulers and authorities. So that cancels out the people that said when Jesus died that he got rid of Satan. He didn't get rid of Satan. He will not get, Satan will not be destroyed until the end, when Jesus throw him in his army into the lake of fire. So this is what I'm saying. We're teaching a botched up gospel. What the Bible says, what Jesus did, he disarmed rulers and authorities, meaning he took the keys back. He disarmed them. So that means, let me give you an example. If you are being robbed, or if a bank is being robbed, and the people are being held at gunpoint, but if someone comes and get the gun away from the individual that was trying to rob the place, the individual no longer has any power or influence over the people that he or she was trying to rob. That's what Jesus did. Jesus says, okay, I took the keys back. I have now given man access back into the earth, and I need you to occupy this and take back the territory. So when you see calamity all over the world, when you see destructions, when you see areas that are desolate, it is not God's fault. It is our fault, because God says, I've given you authority to take over territories. Why do you think God is the, how can I put it? We are looking at different developers, like we are looking at different developers such as Florio and others, and we complain, oh, they coming up and they buying up all the territory. Well, that's what you were supposed to be doing. You supposed to buy up. When the Bible says, when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, that he told them, I'm sending you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. And but see, what God didn't tell them at first, he didn't tell them that there was people occupying that land. So every land that the children of Israel had to, that God had given them dominion over territory, they had to fight for that land. Now, we don't physically fight the way they did back then, but spiritually, we have the power to disarm rulers and authority. Why? Because Jesus Christ already did it. If the Bible says that we died with Christ and we rose again with him, then that means the same authority that Christ has, we have. So if Christ was able to speak to the fig tree and it dried up and shriveled up, we have that same authority. But for so long, the gospel had been preached in error, because we heard Jesus died on the cross, you know, the blood, there's power in the blood, and you know, you gotta, you know, deliverance, you cast out devils and all that, but your goal was just to go to heaven. That never told you really how to occupy the land. So now you had a bunch of people that all their mindset was, I just got to go to heaven. So you got people that died prematurely because they didn't know the full functionality of the kingdom. So we taught people church, but we never taught people kingdom. If you notice, Jesus taught kingdom. That's why every parable, he always be like, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto this. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto this. Why? Because he was teaching them things, practical things. He was comparing it to give them an image as to how the kingdom of heaven operated. If you did it this way, this is this will be the outcome. If you do it this way, this is the outcome. And so now what we're experiencing, I seen a video on today. These young kids, I just seen a clip. I don't know what happened, but all I know is these kids were on the basketball court playing basketball. The power of God hit them. Those, I'm talking about babies, 10, 11 year olds, maybe 13 the most, were, I mean, worshiping God, just worshiping. And all I could think about was in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, where God says that he will pour out his spirit upon all people. This is the hour where God is pouring out his spirit. I don't know about you, but I'm experiencing visitations. You know, at night, I could be sleeping. I'll just have an unction to worship God. God is calling his people back unto him, back unto our rightful positions. Also, another thing, why God laid it upon me to go out there. And, you know, when you start to do things for God, when you start to move in what the Lord has called you to do, of course, you're going to get opposition. Of course, you know, people may not say nothing, but you can discern and you can pick it up. But see, when you know your authority, too, you know, you can, like I said, because I know my authority in Christ. The rulers and authorities has been disarmed. But another, I can give you another testimony upon testimony of us going out there. When you go out there, you are taking the ground back from the enemy. You know, lately I've been seeing a lot of pictures and people, you know, exposing the attic. And again, I always say, it reminds me of when the woman was caught in adultery. Now, of course, you know, in order for her to be committing adultery, she wasn't by herself. You know, there had to be a man involved. There was somebody involved. But what they did was, and this is what we do, they brought her to Jesus. Number one, they brought her to Jesus because they was trying to trip him up. But they never brought the man. So they came, you know, quoting the law. You know, the law says if a woman is calling, you know, you stone them, this, that, and the other. So Jesus, I love how he operated. He didn't respond right away. And I believe one of the reasons why he didn't respond, number one, he was giving himself time to get a download to see what the Father was going to give him to say. And number two, I believe he was basically, because the Bible says he was on the ground writing. So we don't know if he was writing their sins. We really don't know what he was doing. But his response was, he who was without sin cast the first stone. So I say that all to say this. If you're going to take pictures of the prostitute, if you're going to take pictures of the drug addict, then you also should take pictures of the drug dealer, the one that's supplying the drugs to them. And you should also take pictures of the one that's picking up the prostitute. I mean, because if you're going, you can't do one, you can't expose one and not expose the other. But this is what people do. And that's why God is calling the people that right now, the prophets, the apostles, you know, nowadays, everybody want to be a prophet. Everybody want to be an apostle. But you know, my question is, what have you gone through? What have, because with that title, it's not even a title. With that office, with that call, there is a great level of responsibility. That means God requires more of you. You are going to be tried, tested, and true more than the average. You are going to find yourself in the fire a lot. You are going to be rejected a lot. And if you don't have tough skin, I don't know what to tell you. Many of us, we too offended. Soon as somebody offend us, we get on Facebook. We get on Facebook and now we want to vent and we want to expose. That's not God. I'm talking about kingdom, not church. Kingdom, not church. See, we are now at a time where because time is short, because we have to, God is concerned about the lost. I know we think he's not, but he said if he had 100 sheep in the wilderness, he will leave the 99 and he will go after that one. God is concerned about that one. Even with the prodigal son, the Bible says when the son returned home, the son had the intentions, you know what, I'm just going to come home and I'm just going to be, you know, a servant in my father's house. No, when the father saw his son coming, the Bible says he ran, he hugged his son. He threw a party for him. And on August the 4th in Barber Park, that's what we're going to do. We are throwing a party for the prodigal daughters. Why? Because God is concerned about them. He wants them to know that they are royalty. They are made in his image and likeness too. We gotta grow up. You know, many might say, well, Chandra, what makes you qualified? I'm going to tell you what makes me qualified to speak about this. I'm not new. In the words of LL Cool J, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Because see, what I do, I've been the street man. I've been in the streets. I'm always in the streets ministering. I know what it is to be rejected. I've been through the church hurt. I've been through all it. So now, God give me, I have tough skin. I've been through the fire. I've been lied on. And some things may have been true, you know. But my thing about it is, one thing I always say, I never left God. I always sought the face of God. My goal is not for my name to be highlighted or my name to be great. My goal is to make his name great again. Because Paterson, New Jersey, and the surrounding areas and wherever you from, when God is removing the muzzle off of the mouths of his prophets. Why? Because God wants his name to be made great in the earth. Our job is not to promote our ministries, promote us, because that's what it is, a bunch of self-promotion. Our job is to promote the kingdom of God, that man will know that we serve the true and living God. God is God and God all by himself, no other gods. God is looking for people that will lay down their lives for him. But we got a bunch of people. You are caught up in the hype. Again. And also, before I forget, Pastor McDuffie will be preaching tomorrow at New Birth Church. The pastor is Pastor Terrence Compton. It's at 10:30 a.m. at 62 Park Avenue in Paterson, New Jersey. Go out and support. And the reason why I can say I came from good stock. I sat under for a year when I first got sat under Pastor Josie Stanley, phenomenal 80-some-year-old prophetess, Shaney No, and she was no joke. And she came from under Pastor Shambox ministry. But and then I for 17 years I served on the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church under Pastor McDuffie. Where so you know we got the word. You know that I come from a radical church, very unorthodox. But one thing I could say, he taught us the word of God. He taught us how to seek God. And now my pastor, Pastor Kenneth Ford, who we've been in ministry together for at least 19, 20 years, where we was taking Montclair State University Bible study. I'm telling y'all, this ain't something that I heard. This ain't something I've experienced. This Montclair State University, we tore those Bible studies used to be the bomb. I've seen people get set free and delivered. There were girls, people there about to commit suicide. The word of God changed them, touched them. A girl was on her way to get an abortion. The word of God changed and touched her. And now, you know, that baby, her and the baby, they're married. That baby is grown now. This is what I'm telling you, what God uses us to do. When your heart is truly in it. Again, August the 4th. At Barber Park in Paterson, New Jersey. It's on Broadway between Broadway and Fair Street. I've come out, support. I'm asking for, if you have any clothing that you don't need, any women's clothing, women's shoes that you don't need. Also, if you want to donate waters, if you want to donate plates, napkins, cups, the colors are purple and gold for royalty. I really want to, I'm moving in the spirit of excellency, because I feel like if you do anything, especially when God is in it, when God sends you to do anything, it has to be done in the spirit of excellency. And you know, anybody that knows me knows my famous scripture is Matthew 11:12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That means we got to be like a pit bull. We're taking back territory for the kingdom, transforming the minds of people. You don't exploit your brother or sister. I don't care what color they are. You don't exploit your brother or sister when they are down. What you do is you build them up, you lift them up. And when you lifting them up, you don't gotta always broadcast for the world to see that you gave them a water, or you gave them, you did this for them, or you did. You don't always gotta do that. Because the Bible says that when you do that, and you get all them likes and them hearts and, oh, God bless you, whatever, that's your reward. So again, back to the kingdom. So God is concerned about the lost. He's concerned about the rejected. God is concerned about those that we neglect. God is concerned. The Bible says that he will perfect those things that concern you. If you be about his business, he will perfect those things that concern you. So right now, I'm going on a quick break on the radio side, but I'll keep talking to you guys on the Facebook side.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
On the air. Okay, so we're back, and I was just stating to my Facebook audience that the reason why we are born because we are an answer to someone's prayer. And anytime, even if you think about your own life, your childhood, how the enemy has tried to take you out plenty of times, whether it be through and by molestation, through and by some type of tragic accident. If you speak to most people, you'll find most people that are called into ministry, that are called to do things great for the Lord, you would find that in their childhood, they went through some type of trauma. And that trauma came because the enemy was trying to destroy them before their time, before they truly knew who they were in Christ. But I will say, we have an advantage now where thank you, Pastor Mike. I appreciate you for allowing me to fill in for you, for trusting me. But see, now with the revelation that we have the authority to combat all of that. And this is what I'm saying. Back to what I said, that when Jesus died on the cross and went into hell and took the keys, the Bible says that he disarmed rulers in authority, meaning he took away their authority, he took away their power. So what happens is the enemy has power. Why? Because we give it to him. And a lot of times what happens is people don't realize certain things we do, you open the door for the enemy to come in. And what we don't teach is, yes, you can receive Christ, you get saved, but we also not only need to walk you through the prayer of salvation, you also need to walk people through the prayer of renunciation. Because what happens is, you don't know what went down in your bloodline. You don't know who you attached yourself to as a parent. You don't know what happened. So what happens is, we can have generational curses. You know, the Bible speaks of it. I will visit the sins of the father to the third and fourth generation. So what I've learned, and I learned this through, again, by battling and going through certain things and studying the word of God, and then the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the teacher. The Holy Spirit began to teach me how to fight in the spirit. He began to teach me how to renounce certain things in my bloodline so that I can have authority over it. So, and you know, I was molested as a child. So because I was molested, I knew that I needed to break that curse off of my children. And I thank God that they didn't have to experience that. So what I say is, we can no longer just, Jesus never told you us to make church folk. He said, go ye into the world, preach the gospel, but make disciples. We are not discipling people. Why? I see many, I'm not saying all, there are some people that are truly equipping them. And one thing I love about Pastor Mike, any one of us can preach the gospel. I mean, down to the kids. The kids can preach. But you would know, people could say, I could tell you was with Pastor Mike, because there's a certain way we bring the word, or there's a certain, as God said, we are made in his image and likeness. You would echo your father. You would look like your father. So even now, you know, when I have a new pastor, Pastor Ford, you know, I echo, but you know, you have for each of your leaders, you gain something. You gain an impartation. You gain a mantle. So with Mighty Sons of God, that was my foundation. That was where I learned how to war. Everything that I learned there was to prepare me now for where I'm going. But it all worked together. And that's what we have to learn. All things work together. You cannot dishonor a place because you're no longer there. Everything works together. Pastor Mike always told us that his job was to train us up so that we can go out, so that we can infiltrate. So now I'm at another level where now God says, okay, you've been through enough. You've come to a level of maturity. Well, now I can trust you. So when persecution come, you won't be moved. When rejection come, you won't be moved. If so-and-so don't support you, you won't be moved. Because that's another thing. First of all, when you know who you are in Christ, when God has put a mandate on your life, it don't matter if nobody supports you. Because you know why? When you are in alignment with God, when you walk into his obedience, the whole host of heaven will back you up. You got heaven backing you up. You could deploy angels and they're coming. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you what I know. What I have seen. What I have operating and still operating in. I don't argue. I learn. You don't. We don't got to do all that back and forth. I just say, shut up, Satan. And they got to shut up. Why? Because I understand it's not the person, it's the spirit behind that person. And my Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And see, that's another thing we got to understand. He's constantly petitioning the courts of heaven, accusing you, making accusations about you. So to the people that claim that we no longer go through spiritual warfare, that we no longer go, that I don't know what Bible you're reading, because until Jesus comes back and you know, do away with Satan and the kingdom of darkness, you are going to experience warfare. Jesus said that we would experience trials and tribulations, but that we will be able to overcome them. Why? Because he did. The word of God says, even though we are brought as sheep to the slaughter all day long, we are more than conquerors. You got a reason. There's a reason why certain things are in the word. Ephesians 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, rulers of darkness that dwell in high places. And that we are to armor up. So there's a reason why things are there. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's Corinthians. I don't know if it's 1 Corinthians 9 or 10. But I know it's in Corinthians. Where it talks about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thought that exalt itself above the knowledge of God once our obedience has been fulfilled. Now, that's the part we leave out, that last part. Because the Bible, unless you are operating in obedience, unless you are operating in obedience to God, you don't really have no authority. You don't. And what I'm saying is, there are certain things, and that's why we constantly have to yield ourselves to God, yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit so God can show us. See, when God exposes things, he exposes us to us first. He always deals with you first. He's never going to just allow someone else to just do it. He deals with us first. That's why I look at people. When you exposing people, when you doing all that, thank you, Crystal. 2 Corinthians 10:4. But when you exposing people and you doing all that, you better know, as you put it out, you shall receive. That's the law of nature. Whatever you put out, you're going to get back. So again, August the 4th at 4 p.m., Paterson, New Jersey, Barber Park, A Day with the King. Who wouldn't want to spend time with the king? Do you know what an honor and privilege that is for a king to invite you to have a seat at the table? The king of glory is inviting his daughters to have a seat at the table, just as he did with Esther. He is stretching out his golden scepter and he's saying, you have found favor in my sight. And that's why I say you got to be so careful. Woe be unto y'all that be taking them pictures of them people. I'm telling you, you better stop it. You better stop it. You better stop it. You don't know what they crying out to God at night, and how I know that they are praying and that they are crying out, because God wouldn't have burden put that vision in me. He wouldn't have given me the burden to go and do this. He's answering them. He's visiting them. He's going to show up. Trust me, signs and wonders will follow, because this is not about entertainment. This is ministry. Ministry is getting down and dirty. Ministry is about the people. Ministry is about the assignment, performing the assignment that God has placed on our lives. Ministry ain't got nothing to do with your title and how grand and great you are, because at the end of the day, we are all servants. That is the problem. We want, the Bible says, let no man think he is more than what he is. God despised. We talk about homosexuality. We always want to say homosexuality is an abomination, but there are pride also, and haughtiness is also, and vanity is an abomination to God. That means when something is an abomination, that means it is a stench. It is a horrible smell in his nostrils. So you prideful ones with your Gucci, your Prada, your Chanel pins, your fake Coach bags and Gucci bags, and you purping for other people, you who want to be popular. Yeah, I said it. Woe be unto you. You self-made prophets, you self-made apostles. Because let me tell you something. If you were truly called to those offices, an apostle governs, an apostle comes and sets order, an apostle sends, an apostle trains and equips those that can go out, and he sends them. I told you, I ain't new to this. 21 years. We got to stop it. All we want to do is church. Jesus never told you to have church. As a matter of fact, he said he turned over the money chain tables and did all of that. So you who find, oh God. He said his house. We have made his house a house of a den of thieves. He said his house should be called a house of prayer. So that means the church technically should be in operation 24 hours a day. And I ain't talking about a building. I'm talking about this building, our temples. That means 24 hours a day, no matter what's going on, we should be ready to pray for someone. If we say we love God the way we say we do, if we not feel him, I know I'm pleasing him because I feel him. You won't pray for nobody because you're selfish, because you going through. But my Bible says if you do for what you cause for others, God will cause for you. If you take care of if you take care of what he's called you to do, he will perfect those things that concern you. We lying to people that we blatantly know that straight in sin. We lying to them and telling them, oh, they're blessed. See, you can't do that. The word of the hour is repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is looking for people that are bold enough to say, yes, baby, we love you and God loves you. But sweetie, you got to turn from your ways or else you're not going to make it. When people pass away, you know what the first thing I think, I'll be like, oh my God, did they get a chance to make it in? Did they make it in? You can't preach somebody into heaven. Again, I'm doing Mike Radio Show, Mike DVD, Mike Radio Show at DDV Radio. If you have any comments, any questions, you can call in 973-925-4559. We just coming back down to the wire of the show. Again, Pastor Mike is preaching tomorrow at New Birth Church, which is located in Patterson, 62 Park Avenue in Patterson, New Jersey, at 10:30 a.m., where Pastor Terrence Compton. Well, the pastor is Terrence Compton. Also, again, August the 4th, 4 p.m. on Broadway at Barber Park, A Day with the King. I invite you to come out. And yes, the kingdom is all, the kingdom is working always, Danielle. And that's why we have to make, we have to, the kingdom of God is within us. So when Jesus was saying, the kingdom of God is at hand, basically we was letting them know the same way you could see my, that's how close the kingdom is. The kingdom is in us. Even God can only work according to the power that work. The Bible says, unto him who was able to do exceedingly above all we could think or ask, according to the power that worketh within us. So that means according to what you are going, according to what you are going to allow him to do through you. You got great faith? God, I'm telling you, God will do phenomenal things. And that's all he's looking for. He's just looking for someone to believe. Believe. That's all he said. Believe me. He didn't ask you to do. All he said was believe. 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 And know and understand. I think we had a caller call. If you were calling, you can call back at 973-925-4559. And Mike broadcast DDV. DDV radio. Oh, that was Pastor Mike trying to call back Pastor Mike. Sorry. So again, I'm excited. I am excited because I know that God is going to show up. I know that signs and wonders are going to take place. I know that God is going to do exceedingly in the... Hi, welcome to my broadcast, DDV.
Yes, this is Pastor Duffy calling in. I had to call in to say what a tremendous teacher. What a tremendous teacher and preacher. It is so awesome to drive and listen to you teach and preach and unfold the word. You have such a unique style of teaching. It makes it so easy to be understood, yet profound. And very powerful. And I was listening to you off and on between my customers, but I had to stop and call to say, Mr. Chanzi, you are such a gem. I'm proud of you, proud of Pastor Kenny. So glad you're going to take over that park. I hope you continue to do this work, girl. Don't stop. Continue to build your model. Very proud of you. And whatever is the past, you got so much ahead of you. Keep doing the work. Keep doing the work.
Thank you, Pastor Mike.
So proud.
Thank you. And I just want to thank you, Pastor Mike, for trusting me, for allowing me to fill in for you on your broadcast. Also, again, Pastor McDuffie will be preaching tomorrow at New Birth Church, 62 Park Avenue at 10:30 a.m. in Paterson, New Jersey, where Terrence Compton is the pastor. If you're not doing anything, if you don't have a church home, please go, and you're going to hear a phenomenal word. Also, every Saturday at 2 p.m., tune in to my broadcast, DDV.radio show at 2 p.m. Also, again, August the 4th, A Day with the King, August the 4th at 4 p.m.
That's right.
In Barber Park, located in Paterson, New Jersey. I invite you to come out. And experience God, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to, but God says he wants a city, a kingdom in the park. And it is our job to, God gives the instructions and we do it. And if you want to donate anything, you can cash at me, $CFrazier, CFRAZIER. 44. Again, that Cash App is $CFrazier 44. We will gladly take any donations. You can anything you can donate, every little thing helps. We want to just we want to bless those that aren't able to bless us. So enjoy you guys the rest of your day. I love you guys. Again, support Pastor Mike tomorrow, New Birth Church, 62 Park Avenue, 10:30 a.m. Can you guys hear me? Again, support Pastor Mike tomorrow at New Birth Church, 62 Park Avenue, 10:30 a.m., where the pastor is Terrence Compton. I love you guys. Oh. Okay. I'll talk to you later. The show is ending. Thank you for listening.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.